您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
A new school year starts right now, and it is only custom for universities to hold these ceremonies to welcome the freshman class onto campus. But in a special ceremony held in Hangzhou, senior male students wearing ox or horse face masks kneel down on the ground and let female freshmen ride on their backs.
杭州某高校举办了一场特殊的迎新典礼，学长们戴上牛马面具，让新生学妹们骑在背上，甘心为学妹们当牛做马。这样的行为有任何的道理吗？
Okay, I'm just a bit furious here. What is going on, guys? What is wrong with people?
I think you pretty much said it. What is wrong with people? Because I did check out the pictures.I mean, it's exactly like what the story is saying. It's not making any sense. Mm. And it just reminds me of that movie, Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, okay. Well,
Not in a good sense.
Okay, for people can check it out and then you'll see how disgusting what we meant here. Okay. Our WeChat listener, Man Man Man, pointed out that this ceremony was held in an amusement park. So it's a bit unclear what university...is involved and what role they played in the whole thing. But what is clear is that this was a welcome the freshman carnival, and a whole bunch of universities were participating, but we just don't know whether the authority of the colleges had anything to do with it.
Yeah, well, I will simply say, you know, two words, which is grow up.You know, I mean, you're, in China, people go to university when they're 18, right?
Yeah,
right.
18 or 19.
Right, well, you know, they're 18, not 8, for goodness sake. But on the other hand, there may have been some pressure to take part, because it seems that this was an organized event. So maybe some of the people running the university need to take that advice that I just offered as well, because this seems to be totally the opposite of what universities should be about. Surely universities should be looking ahead to the future, not back to childhood, and they should be looking forward to academic endeavor and erudition and edification of the mind, not fooling around like a bunch of young children. It seems totally absurd to me.
Well, absurd is one thing, but I think what you've just said, Mark, is the traditional view on university and, you know, higher learning, that it should be, you know, broadening your minds, more knowledge, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But this is kind of like...
outrageous.
This is trying to get these new students familiar with seniors and don't feel all nervous and shy about this new life unfolding in front of them.
Look, apart from anything else, the idea that there should be physical contact between people that might not want to have physical contact with members of the opposite sex riding on their backs or having someone riding on their back, that alone makes this...highly questionable to me, and not only childish, but also offensive. And remember that there is probably some element of coercion involved in this. It would take somebody with a very strong moral character to say what I've just said, this is ridiculous, I'm not going to do it, because they might think it might affect their academic future at the university. So there would be pressure for them to take part in this ridiculous activity. I would have thought that this...sort of thing should just be banned by the college authorities instead of them helping to organize it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Actually, when Mark earlier mentioned that he's going to be very harsh and say some unpopular things, I thought he was going to be much harsher, because he just said grow up. If it were me, I would probably said, you know, something like,grow the F up,
oh,
or something like that.
Oh, wouldn't it be great if you said that? No, we want you back on the show. I take that back.
He just did.
Actually, when Mark, you made your comments about, you know, you're going to be outrageous about this, I really got my hopes up, and I thought he was going to be the advocate
of those, you know, wearing people, because I think everybody's immediate reaction towards this is, what is going on? Like, this can't be good, right?
I don't like compulsory forced activities. Like, you get things, something called hazing, which is ritual humiliation.
Mm-hmm.
They have it in the military. They have it in American universities. If you join one of those silly fraternities, what do they call the female one? Is that the sorority?
Sorority,
which
right.
I find that very worrying, the fact that such organizations even exist, personally. And I don't like any idea of there should be some sort of intimidation and bullying, and the compulsory participation in a humiliating ritual, I think, should have no place in our society.
And also, I think Mark mentioned a very good point earlier. He said this is inappropriate because it also forces you to have physical contact with the opposite sex. You know, university students, they are young, so what if some guys cannot control their physical reaction?
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Just inappropriate no matter how you look at it.
Okay, Liu Yan, you're opening my eyes to so many new things in this world.
Well, I mean,
yes, but that is a valid concern. And I just... I don't know if I should bring this up. This sounds like one of those matchmaking events that do, like,
don't
really
give them ideas.
Outrageous things, you know, that's always beyond my belief. This sounds like very inappropriate and sounds like one of those outrageous events on those matchmaking things.
Right.
Yeah, but what about the female senior students and the male freshmen? Don't you think these people are being completely left out?
Exactly.
Well, hopefully they're too intelligent and they're very pleased to be left out. I know I would be. I would dread to be asked or intimidated into taking part in an activity like this. I think that some of the people involved, they're not as worldly as us. We're a bit older. We've experience of life. People, particularly maybe if they're from certain backgrounds in China, maybe they had a very sheltered upbringing, and maybe they'd just be extremely embarrassed, not just because it's a ridiculous activity, but like we were saying, to have contact with the guy, and maybe he will put his hands up to hold her on, you know. It's just unpleasant, the whole thought of the whole thing. It's a very unpleasant thing, which I think, to go back to the beginning, should have no place in an institute of learning and where the mind is supposed to be cultivated, not play stupid children's games.
Yeah, so I think all in all, we all agree that this is outrageous and stupid. But I just like to quickly find one reason that might be from their perspective. Because in Chinese saying, there's this phrase, 当牛做马, so maybe they want to show that the seniors are willing to serve the freshmen. That's
but
some sort of attitude.
Yes, I see what you mean here, but it's still the male senior and the female freshman and probably the pretty ones that get involved and invited into all of this. I think the whole thing is just very unpleasant.
It's a very interesting point you just made, Liu Yan, about the seniors wanting to serve the younger ones, the newcomers, because personally, and I think perhaps because of the society that I'm from, the whole experience of university is very individualistic. I went there for my own reasons. I didn't expect or want the help of anybody. And when I was a senior, it wouldn't have crossed my mind to help anyone just arriving. It seems to be a totally different approach to the social side of universities in China and the UK.
Well, I can provide a different side of the story of going to university in the UK. As when I became a senior, I signed up to a mentor program. So you become a mentor to a senior, and then you can be randomly assigned to someone, or you can pick through some way. Anyway, I got assigned this younger student, and I was the so-called mentor of that person. But that's just the title. And basically, I answer that person's questions about university life or about different courses. And, you know, you sort of have an immediate friend as you go into the university. So I think, you know, it's kind of necessary to have a mechanism or a person there for you. I think it's a great thing for the freshmen to have, but how can we carry it out? Yeah, I think there's a lot to be learned here for these Chinese campuses.
Yeah. Look at what they're doing here at this one with the ox-masked seniors, and do the opposite. Do anything with that.